92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
One of the hot topics on the Cyber Network recently has been the four-day work week. People in most of the countries around the world still work a 40-hour work week. Some of us work a lot more. But there's a growing movement in support of a four-day work week. A financial firm in New Zealand was so pleased with the results of their recent test trial that they adopted that policy full-time. The Labour Party in the UK is considering making a four-day week part of their platform, but I think they just want more time for golfing. And several other European countries have taken steps to reduce the work hours of their citizens. Now, some companies that do this are happy with a 32-hour work week, but here in America, I think we have a problem, because we all know that would violate the minimum weekly hours needed to justify your benefits plan, which is why most companies here in America would opt for 10-hour days over 4 days, with people getting different days off during the week. No matter which way you slice it, there's a pretty wide gray area on this subject, as some people say a four-day work week isn't possible for many industries that require staff throughout the week, and others say it should be up to individual companies how to manage their people and their time, rather than governments to make the decision on working hours. Either way, happier workers are more productive, and everyone can agree on that.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.